Not really very familiar with this thing.
我们非常熟悉这首诗歌。
Today is Easter.
今天是复活节。
All the Christian world today are celebrating Christ's resurrection.
今天基督教的世界都在庆祝耶稣基督复活。
Christ is risen.
基督复活了。
But can we say he is risen indeed?
但是我们心里能够说他真的复活了吗？
You know, one of my co-workers asked me.
我的有一个同工问我。
Hey, Sunday is Easter. Where are you going to eat?
他问我说，礼拜天是复活节，你要到哪里去吃饭？
And some, what are you going to wear?
有的人说你会穿什么样的？
Brothers and sisters, Easter is not about wearing what you're going to wear or where restaurant are you going to eat.
弟兄姊妹们，我要告诉你的是，复活节不是说你要穿什么或去哪里吃东西。
Easter is all about one person and one person only is our Lord Jesus Christ.
复活节的宗规只有一个人，是只有这一位，就是我们的基督耶稣。
He is risen and is risen indeed.
他复活了，他真的复活了。
Today this is a fact and this is a truth.
今天这是一个事实，是一个真理。
But can we say really he is risen indeed?
但是我们要问我们自己，他真的复活了吗？
His resurrection, is it only an objective truth or is it a subjective experience?
他复活的这个事实只是一个主观的事实，还是对我们来说是个客观的经历呢？
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主今天恩待我们。
That we every day should celebrate Easter.
让我们每天都来庆祝主的复活。
Because he lives in us.
因为他是活着，他永远住在我们的心里。
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
因为他活着，我们可以面对明天。
Because he lives, we have hope in the future.
因为他活着，所以我们可以面对明天。
Because he lives, we are here today.
因为他活着，所以我们能够在今天这样聚集。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主恩待我们。
Now today we will continue on my fellowship concerning spiritual authority.
我今天与弟兄姊妹继续交通的主题就是有关属灵的权柄。
So let's turn our Bible first in Luke chapter 10.
让我们把圣经翻到路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 19.
路加福音第十章第十几七节到十九节。
Let me read it first in English, then our sister will read together with you.
让我先用英文读，姊妹与会众用中文读。
And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.I gave you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by means hurt you.
路加福音第十章十七到十九，那七十个人欢欢喜喜地回来说：“主啊，因你的名，就是鬼也服了我们。”耶稣对他们说：“我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样。”我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过一切的能力，断没有什么能够害你们。
Another verse in Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 to 15.
还有一处圣经是在哥罗西书第二章第十三到十五节。
Okay. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened.Together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way in his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
哥罗西书第二章十三到十五节。你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上，即将一切执政的、掌权的掳来，明显给世人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
阿门。Romans chapter 14, verse 7 through 11.
罗马书第十四章第七到第十一节。
Chapter 14, verse 7 through 11.
罗马书十四章第七到第十一节。
For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For where we live, we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord, whether we live for or die, we are the Lord's. Verse 9, to this end Christ both died, rose, and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. By what dost thou judge thy brother, or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God.
罗马书第十四章第七到十一节，我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着，是为主而活；若死了，是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。因为基督死了，又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。你们这人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄？因我们都要站在神的台前。经上写着，主说，凭着我的永生启示，万膝并向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。
Another verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20.
下面一节圣经，哥林多前书第六章十九到二十节。
What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
哥林多前书第六章十九到二十节，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们这是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身上荣耀神。
Lastly, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
最后，圣经以弗所书第一章第十三到十四节。
In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance.Until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory.
以弗所书第一章十三到十四节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名就。使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we celebrate your death and your resurrection,
主啊，今天早晨我们来庆祝你的死和你的复活。
Lord, may this fact and this truth be a reality to us.
主啊，愿这个事实、这个真理成为我们的实际。
We are not here for the outward enjoyment or celebration.
我们在这里聚集为了外面的庆祝。
We are here in our reality.
我们是要活出我们里面的实际。
Lord, therefore, you open our eyes of understanding.
主啊，求你亲自开启我们，让我们能够真知道这个事实。
Oh, that we might see the truth.
让我们看见这个真理。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名， Amen.
Last time I shared with you concerning the power in this authority.
上一次我与弟兄姊妹一同交通了关于这个圣灵里面的灵里面的权柄。
I mentioned three points.
我讲了三点。
Firstly, the power in authority graciously given to us.
第一点讲到的是这个灵里面的权柄，圣灵的权柄已经在恩典里赏赐给我们。
We know man is so special in the eyes of God.
我们知道人在神的眼中是非常特别的。
Every living creature is created after its own kind.
每一样活物都是照着他自己本类的样子所造。
But only man is created in the image and likeness of God.
只有人被创造的时候是按照神的形象创造的。
And not that he caused man to have dominion over his created thing.
不仅如此，叫人能够来掌管创造的一切。
That's why King David is so much touched with what God has done for us.
所以说, 大卫王是如此的知道神的心意。
That's why he said, What is man that thou art mindful of him?
他就在诗篇里说, 人算什么你竟顾念他。
He said, When I see the heavens, the work of thy fingers,
当我观看天, 看到你所设的星宿和你手所造的天地,
the moon and the stars which thou had ordained,
所以你所造的星宿和月亮,
Really, what is man that thou art mindful of him?
你顾念人什么呢?
But thank God, God gave man this dominion over all his created things.
但是感谢主, 他把这所有的一切都给人来管辖。
And secondly, the power and authority legally lost in Adam.
第二点, 这个属灵的权柄, 在律法中被丢失。
After all the privileges God has given to man,
虽然神把这一切的权柄给了人,
Man disobeyed God and broke God's commandment.
但是人却违背了神的旨意, 违背了神所设立的律法。
Not only he sinned against God,
不仅犯罪得罪了神,
he gave up most privilege, the great privilege God has given to him.
而且丧失了神所给他的最大的特权。
He surrendered everything to Satan, the enemy.
人就把他所有的权利都交付给撒旦的手下。
So instead of us having dominion over God's created things,
所以不仅我们没有掌管这个的权利,
the enemy has dominion over us.
而且仇敌把所有的权力都已经掌握在自己的手中, 并且来管辖我们。
We can see in the book of Ephesians,
我们可以在以弗所书看见,
instead of walking according to God's purpose,
不仅我们没有照着神的心意来行事为人,
we walk according to the course of this world,
我们反倒随从这个世界的风俗,
we walk according to the prince of this world,
我们随从这个今生, 这个世界的王,
we are just like a puppet.
我们就像一个木偶,
Satan is just pulling the string.
撒旦就只是在那儿拉一拉绳子。
But thank God,
但是感谢神,
even though this power in authority was legally lost,
不管这个神所赐给我们属灵的权柄, 在律法中丧失,
this power in authority was regained back by Christ.
但是却在, 神的旨意里面又让我们能够复得。
Oh, Christ has recovered back.
基督已经让我们复得。
What was lost in Adam was recovered back in Christ.
在亚当里所失去的, 在基督里重新得着。
I was thinking, can God just say a word and just diminish the enemy?
那我就在想, 为什么神不说一句话 来毁灭撒旦呢?
Should he go through this so complicated process?
为什么他会要经过这样复杂的一个程序呢?
From being God to become a man to live on this earth for 33 and a half years and died and resurrected for us.
从作为一个完全的神来降卑为人, 在世上行走30年, 一直死在十字架上, 并且为我们复活。
Has he the power to just diminish the enemy?
他怎么就不用他的权能来消灭撒旦呢?
Oh yes, he can.
是的, 他绝对有这个权柄。
But our God is a God of justice.
但是我们的神是公义的神。
He has a sense of justice and righteousness.
他是有公义, 在他中,
Even though he can make it,
即使他有这个能力来做成，但是用这种方式来成就。
It's like a teacher, his student failed in his exam.
就像一个老师，他有一个学生来, 他的一个考试没及格。
Can he change the grade? He can.
他可以把这个, 分数改了吗? 是的，他可以。
But that will be illegal.
但是这样呢是不符合法律的。
That will be unrighteous.
是不正义的。
Yes, man lost.
是的,人丧失了。
But God used a man also to regain it back.
但是神却在使用人来重新复得。
When Christ became a man, he defeated the enemy.
当基督成为人的时候, 他就彻底了败坏撒旦。
On the cross, when he said, it is finished.
在十字架上他说成了。
Not only our sins are forgiven.
不仅我们的罪得到赦免。
Today we are given the right to become the children of God.
而且我们能够得到这个权柄成为神的儿女。
As the Bible tells us, He that is to redeem us that is under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons.
就如在圣经上说的, 他生在律法下, 就来能够救赎所有在律拘谨的人。
Today not only we are a group of people saved by the Lord.
今天我们是一群神的恩所拯救的一群人。
Today we are also a group that become the children of God.
今天我们是神的儿女。
I tell you, the enemy doesn't want us to know that.
但是我告诉你, 撒旦不要让我们知道这个事实。
Is he defeated? Yes, he is.
他失败吗? 是的, 他失败了。
Is his kingdom ruined? Yes, it is ruined.
他的权柄被, 被毁坏了吗？是的，他的权柄被毁坏了。
But he still tried his best to blind the eyes of men.
但是他在尽他所能的来蒙蔽我们的眼睛。
That we cannot see the truth.
好，叫我们不去看到这个事实真理。
That's why every time we preach the gospel.
所以当我们每次来宣讲福音的时候。
Not only we should be concerned with what should I speak.
所以我们不仅要管我们自己要说什么。
We should be more concerned that God may open the eyes of their understanding.
并且我们要知道神要开我们里面的眼睛
that we might see what is the hope of our calling.
好知道我们蒙召的恩是何等的荣耀
Brothers and sisters, we are on a battle today.
弟兄姊妹们我们今天在一场属灵的征战里面
Oh, Satan is and us are trying to.
撒旦是尽其所能的来征战
Satan wants to gain possession of us.
撒旦想要拥有我们
God wants to have possession of us.
神也要拥有我们
And since it is a battle, there is no place for there is no place of being a neutral.
所以既然这是个征战的话，就绝对没有中立。
We can have truth with the enemy.
我们可以对我们的仇敌说出真理。
General MacArthur once said.
有一个将军曾经讲过。
He said in the war there is no substitute for victory.
在战争里面没有 subjectory.
Substitute for victory.
对，没有一个来代替胜利的，
yes,
是绝对胜利。
Yes, there is no substitute for victory.
没有胜利的代替品。
Today Christ has won the victory.
今天基督已经得胜。
We who are in Him also have won the victory.
我们在他里面已经得胜。
Now there is a thing that always you know a doubt in our mind.
但是在我们的里面时常的有这样的猜疑。
If Christ has regained back what we have lost.
那如果基督已经复得所失去的
，Will it be lost again？
那他会再重新被丧失掉。
You know, praise the Lord.
感谢主。
He had done a lot of things.
他的死做了成就了许多的工作。
It is a glorious death.
是一个荣耀的死。
Not only we are set free from sin.
不仅我们被从死里面救赎出来。
Not only we become the children of God.
不仅我们成为神的儿女。
If we look at Colossians chapter 2.Verse 13 through 15.
如果你看哥罗西书第二章第十三到十五节
Christ has done more than that.
基督做了很多的救赎的工作。
I hope you turn your Bible to Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 through 15.
哥罗西书第二章十三到十五节
It says, And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses.
你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死去，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。
Brothers and sisters, do you see the fact we are dead in all our trespasses?
弟兄姊妹们，你们看见我们曾经死在罪恶过犯之中。
We are sick. We are dead.
我们不仅是犯了罪，而且我们死了。
You know the world to feel like okay, we had a problem here.
那今天世界上就是有这样一个问题。
Let's try to rehabilitate.
让我们再重新来修复一下。
Oh, let's try to educate them so they will be a better person.
让我们来给他重新教育一下，好像他能够成为一个更好的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is a hopeless case.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个没有毫无希望的一件事情。
When a person is sick, there is a chance for him to revive back to normal health.
当一个人生病的时候，他有机会再重新得到他的健康。
But when a person is dead, it's over.
但是当一个人死了的时候，这就是结束，完了。
When you go to the funeral,
当你去葬礼的时候
，No matter this that person, how much you put makeup on it,
不管你在这个死人的脸上放上多少的化妆
，It is dead.
他死了。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
Even though we are dead,
虽然我们死了
，Through his death.We are alive again in Christ.
即使基督的死，我们与他重新复活。
Brothers and sisters, we are made alive in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天与基督一起复活。
This is what Christ has done for us.
这是基督为我们所做的。
This is how he established authority.
这是他如何又建立了这个权柄。
Yes, we are dead, but he gave us eternal life.
是的，我们曾经死过，但是他现在却给了我们永远的生命。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us.And which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, and nailing it in his cross.
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
Not only we are dead,
不仅我们死了
we had a debt to pay.
我们有债要还
debt
是债务。
We are a debtor to the law.
我们欠主的债。
We are a bankrupt person.
我们破产了。
Not only we cannot save ourselves, people around us cannot save us.
不仅我们自己救不了自己，没有任何人能够救我们。
That's why for the Bible tells us all have sinned and come short of God's glory.
所以圣经上说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Now what can we do about that?
那我们能做
？You know, in the olden times when a person committed a crime,
你知道在旧的很久，当人犯罪的时候
，he will be brought to the
他会被带到法官面前
，and the judge will write out all his offenses on a piece of paper.
所以这个。这个法官就会写下他所有犯过的罪，写在一张纸上。
And afterwards, at the bottom, he will say his sentence.
然后在最后面，他就会写他会被判决。
Maybe sentence 5 years or 10 years in prison.
也许会判决5年到10年的入监。
And the soldier will bring this person into jail.
这个士兵就会把这个罪人来带到监狱里。
And nail that document in front of the door of the jail.
会把这一张纸列示他的罪行的都。定在他这个门上。
And how many years he should be in jail is that the how many years you are to pay for your debt.
他如果要在监狱里待多久，他这张纸就会在上面贴多久。
But after he had you know been in jail for that period of time.
等到他服刑满的时候。
Then the jailer will bring that person and that piece of paper to the judge again.
狱卒就会再把那一张纸带回到法官面前。
And the judge will ask, have you?You know, fulfill all this requirement.
法官就会问他，你完成你所有应该当做的事情。
And the prisoner will say, "Yes, I did."
那个罪犯就说，是的，我做了。
And he put on a seal, paid in full.
他就会按一个大印上面说，所有的都已经解决了。
Christ, when he died on the cross.
当基督在十字架上为我们死的时
候。All our offenses are also on the cross.
所有我们的罪都已经与他一起钉在十字架上。
Not only our sins have been forgiven.
不仅我们的罪得到了赦免。
It was paid in full.
而且已经完全的被赎价被买了。
That's why when the enemy will try to you know try to trick us.
所以有的时候仇敌会想要偷偷的说一些谎言。
Sometimes people Satan will tell me, Brother Lawrence, what are you doing here?
有的时候仇敌会对我说，劳伦斯弟兄，你在做什么呀
？You just lose your temper a while ago.
你刚才又发脾气了。
What have you the right to stand here and speak to the congregation?
你有什么权利站在会众面前来讲道呢？你知道我要说什么吗
？Show him the cross.
我会告诉他，看十字架。
Paid in full.
所有的都已经被偿还了。
Today we can rejoice.
今天我们可以来欢欣。
Not only he caused us to be enlivened us.
他的活使让我们能够重新活。
Our debt was paid in full.
而且我们所有的他已经以重价买赎了我们，
But,
已经配了所有的。还了所有的赎价。
But that is not the end.
但是这不是结束。
Verse 16 says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
第十五节说，即将一切执政掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
Not only the Lord solved our problem.
不仅主来解决了我们的问题。
He also eliminated the source of the problem.
并且他完全弃绝了这个让使我们犯罪的根源。
You know, when you are in the military,
如果你在军事，你在入入在军队里。
And you have, you know, did a lot of good things.
你做了许多的好事。
You're given medals.
他们会发给你勋章。
But afterwards, if you committed a crime or you disobey some rules and regulation,
但是如果之后你违反了
you will be put in a podium.
你会被放在一个台上。
And a higher official stand before you in front of all the people.
更高的长官会站在你面前，在所有的人面前。
And strip off that medal.
会把那个勋章给你拿掉。
This is what it meant by spoiled principalities.
这个就是讲的这里面执政的掌权的国掳走。
Christ has stripped off all the dominion Satan had.
基督已经把撒旦所有的权势都掠夺了。
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
Today we can rejoice.
今天我们可以欢欣。
Satan has no more dominion over us.
撒旦已经在我们的里面没有地位。
Because he has already stripped off, Christ has stripped off all his powers.
因为基督已经把他所有的权势都挪走
and make a show of them openly.
并且作为一个示警给世人观看
In other words, the Lord through his death and resurrection what shamed the enemy.
换一句话说藉着主的死他让撒旦处在一个被羞耻的地位
you know, During olden times when they won the victory
在很久以前当你得胜的时候
They will parade over the city.
这个将军就会告诉城里所有人
And everybody is rejoicing.
每个人欢欣
But behind the general,
但是在将军后面
It will be all the fallen captives.
所有的都是那些 那些被掳掠的仇敌
as a proof of his victory,
来证明这是他的得胜
but also to shame them,
并且让他们觉得羞耻
today through Christ and resurrection, death and resurrection,
今天藉着基督的复活
he shamed the enemy,
他把撒旦已经放在羞耻的地位上
triumphing over them, or what, subdued them,
已经仗着十字架来夸胜并且削弱了他的势力
This is what Christ has did in order to establish this kingdom authority.
这就是基督所做的好叫他的国他的权力能够被建立起来
Not only he recovered it for us.
他不仅使这个权柄复得
He sovereignly established it for us.
并且在他主的神圣的权能当中重新建立起来
Now we come to the fifth point.
今天然后我们就到第五点
This kingdom authority should only enforce.
这个国度的权柄应该非常坚立的。
Yes, Christ has done his part.
是的，已经做了他的那一个部分。
Today we need to do our part.
今天我们要做我们的部分。
You know, we need to strongly enforce it.
我们必须很强力的来实行。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 2.
在约翰福音第一章
no,
第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章第二节。
He said Christ was made as an propitiation for our sins.
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭
Not only for our sins, but the sins of the whole world.
不仅是为了我们的罪，而且是普天下世人的罪。
Does Christ die for us?
基督为我们死了吗
Did he die for the sins of the world?
他是为这个世人的罪都死了吗
Yes, he did.
是的，他是的。
But does it mean to say that all the people in the world are saved?
但是这个就证明说世上普天下的人都得救了吗
No, they are not saved.
没有，好多人都没有得救。
But only those who by faith appropriate what God has done for us.
只有那些藉着信来相信神
you know,
来成就的才能够得救。
The word appropriate means to take possession.
你知道这个词儿就是来使它其实就是来使用它。
Christ has done everything for us.
基督已经做了一切他做的为了我们。
It seems like there is a gift ready for us.
就像有一个礼物已经准备好要给我们。
Now we by faith should what? Take it in.
我们藉着信心就应该接收。
You know, the children of Israel, before they go to the land of Canaan,
你知道了以色列民众在他们去迦南美地之前
the Lord promised them,
主应许了他们
every place where your feet shall trod upon, I shall give it unto you.
你脚掌所踏之地我都要让它成为你们的地图
The good land is for the children of Israel.
这个对以色列民众来说是一个美地
And God is faithful, is determined to fulfill his promise.
神是如此的信神信实他已经决心把这个美地赐给以色列人
But there is a duty and a responsibility for the children of Israel.
但是以色列民自己有这个责任
You need to go in and tread on that place.
你必须入那个美地来去践踏那个地方 脚踏那个地方
How many places have you tread upon him? How many places is yours?
你踏的越多你得的就越多
You know, the problem is we don't have faith to tread upon what Christ has done for us.
但是问题就是我们没有那么大的信心来去得去脚踏那个地
You know, during the time of Abraham Lincoln
在亚伯拉罕林肯的时候
He already signed the decree of emancipation.
他已经签署了奴隶自由宣言。
In other words, to free all the slaves.
换一句话就是说，所有的奴隶都要得到自由。
That bill became a law.
这一个法案成了一个法律。
But the problem is, after his proclamation of the law,
当这个法案成就的时候
，still there's a lot of slaves remain under their master.
但是却还有许多的奴隶在他们的主人管制之下。
What is the problem?
这个问题是什么呢
？Two reasons.
有两个原因
Firstly, they don't know about it.
第一点他们根本不知道有这个废奴法令
Number two,
第二点
they feel like it's too good to be true.
第二点他们认为这个太好无法相信
That's why this is all the work of the enemy.
这都是仇敌的工作
He wants us to be so we can see what God has done for us.
他想蒙蔽我们的眼睛好像我们不知道神所为我们成就的大事
You know, I believe I tell you this story.
我以前可能跟你们讲过这个故事。
I love this story very much.
我真的是喜爱这个故事。
It's concerning a lady who what migrated from England to United States.
就是讲一个女士，她从英国来移民到美国。
And the price of this so-called ship fare is very expensive.
这个轮船的这个旅费非常的贵。
So because of that, the lady bring a lot of cheese and crackers.
所以这个女士就带了许多奶酪和饼干。
So there is no need for her to buy food in the ship.
他就不用再在船上来花钱买吃的。
So every day she will see all these people parading on the buffet table.
每天他看成群的人来到这个自助餐的台子面前面吃饭。
He see all the kind of foods that he have not heard or seen before.
他在他面前就摆列着这些这么好的吃的，他没看见过。
And he only had sigh, oh, if I eat that food.
他就自己叹，哦，我真的希望我能够吃那些美物。
Then afterwards he will retire, she will retire to his cabin.
然后他就回到自己的小房间里。
And every day she would look at that kind of food.
每一天他都看着这些美食。
One day they reached the New York Harbor.
就有一天他到了纽约这个港。
She prepared all her luggage.
他准备好他。把他所有的行李都拿好。
Accidentally, she turned over that ticket.
不，他不小心把那他的船票翻到背后。
And the back it says meals included.
在那个船票的背后说所有的饮食都已经包括。
Oh, the lady said, "If I only knew."
这个女士就说，如果我早就知道这一点。
Dear brothers and sisters, may our eyes be open.
弟兄姊妹们，愿我们的眼睛被打开。
Christ has done so much for us.
基督已经为我们成就了大事。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We are no longer under the dominion of Satan.
我们不在撒旦的管权之下。
Rather, we have dominion over him.
我们已经践踏了撒旦。
Brothers, do you know about that?
弟兄姊妹们，你们知道吗？
Secondly, a lot of people felt like it's too good. It's too good to be true.
有许多人认为太好了，不信。
One time there is a owner of a company.
有一次有一个公司的主管人。
He knows a lot of his workers owe him a lot of money.
他有知道他有许多的工人，并且他有许多的钱财。
So he decided to forgive all his workers all the things that he owed them.
这个他的许多的工人欠他许多的钱，有一天他决定来赦免这些工人。
So he put a note on his office outside his office.
所以他在他的办公室外面就贴了一张启事。
Any person before 12 who come to my office.To deal with what he owes, I will forgive him.
任何人在十二点钟之前到我的办公室来跟我讲解他所欠我的所有的，他都会被饶恕。
You know, all the workers are standing watching this, you know, seeing this notice.
所有的这些工人都站在门口来看这个启示。
These people said it is a joke.
那这些人就说这是开玩笑。
I owe him that much.
我欠了他那么多的钱。
To just go in and he will forgive all my. This is a joke.
只要我进了他的办公室，我所有的都被免了吗？这简直是开玩笑。
Five minutes before 12.
但是在五分钟之前，在十二点五十五的时候。
One of the workers say it's a win-win situation.
一个他的有一个工人就说，不管怎么样都不会丧失任何东西。
If it is joke, let it be a joke.
如果是开玩笑，就让他开玩笑好了。
He just went in.
他就进去了。
And the boss just signed, paid in full. Amen.
然后这个老板就说，他的所有的债务都已经买赎了。
And he came out waving, oh, I'm paid in full.
然后他回来的说，我不用再还我的债，我的债已经被还完了。
And all the people just want to rush in.
但是所有其他的人就想匆忙的冲进去。
But the thing is, it's the clock.Struck at 12, it's over.
但是这个时钟已经敲响到十二点，时间已经到了。
Today, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，we have all the truth that is presented before us.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们所有的真理在我们的面前。
By faith, we can enjoy all God's riches.
藉着我们的信心，可以享受神所赐给我们一切的意义和丰富。
By faith, you apply what God has done for us.
好叫我们藉着信心来试用他所赐给我们的一切。
We need to proclaim.
我们必须来宣告。
Satan, get thee behind me.
撒旦，退后去。
The enemy, you are no longer under. I'm no longer under you.
我不再在你的下面。
I'm on the Lord's side.
我是在神的主的一面。
Christ already transferred me from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
基督已经把我从黑暗的权势迁到他爱子光明的国度。
No, one time there is a lady who left a man to live in his house.
有一次有一个人叫有一个女士叫一个人带她到她的房间里。
And this man is not even her husband.
这个男人虽然不是她的丈夫。
So one day he felt like she felt like this is not so right.
所以有一天他就觉得这样不对。
He should go away and find his own place to live.
他就觉得他应该离开这个住处去自己找一个地方住。
So he told the man, I think you should leave. This is not your house anymore.
哦，他就告诉这个人说，这不是你的住的。
The problem is the man doesn't want to leave.
于是这个男的他不想。
So the lady tried to argue with him.
这个女士就想要是。 跟这个男士起争执。
But the man wouldn't leave the house.
但是这个男士就不愿意离开。
So she went to the judge.
所以他就到法官那儿。
And the judge gave him an injunction.
所以这个法官就给他一个宣告。
Then she went to the person.
所以他拿着这个解决的方这张纸就到这个男士面前。
And the lady said, "You need to leave the house. Read this."
他就对这个男士说：“你现在就离开我的家，请你读这个法官签署的。”
Without a word.The man just packed up and left the house.
这个男士没有说一句话，自己就把东西整一整就走了。
Christ has done everything for us.
基督已经为我们成就了所有。
And that injunction is the word of God.
所以那个法官所签署的这个命令，就是我们就是神的话语。
By faith.
急着信。
We need to declare what God has done for us.
我们要来宣告神所为我们成就的一切。
Yes, Christ has recovered everything.
是的，基督已经为我们复得了所有。
He sovereignly established.
他在神能的主权里面已经建立了这一个国度的权柄。
Today, the kingdom authority should strongly be enforced.
今天这个国度的权柄应该急着我们来很强有力的实行。
We come to the sixth point.
我们现在到了第六点。
The kingdom authority should strategically be exercised.
这个国度的权柄应该在有战略、战术、有计划当中能够来操练。
How do you exercise this?
你怎样来操练这个事实呢
？Number one, we need to be the right kind of person.
第一点，我们要做对的人。
You know, a person that has a dirty heart and rebellious spirit can never exercise that.
你知道，如果有一个人他的心不洁，他的心意不洁的话，他没有办法来使用这个权柄。
And a lot of times we felt like, how come other brothers and sisters has experienced victory after victory, while me always experienced defeat?
有的时候我们就说，为什么其他的弟兄姊妹胜了又胜，我为什么总是失败呢
？Well, you need to ask yourself.
所以你就应该问问你自己。
Is there still sin in your heart?
你里面还有罪吗
？Is there any sin that you haven't dealt with?
你里面有没有还没有对付
？There's a lot of young people here today.
今天里有很多年轻人。
Oh, have you ever, you know, been, you know, dishonor your parents?
你们有没有来不尊重你的父母呢
？Today, there are a lot of us is in our work.
那今天我们有很多人都是在工作环境当中。
And have we been dishonest?
我们有没有不诚实呢
？A lot of here we are married couples.
有许多我们都是结婚的。
Oh, have we? Is there some you know friction with our husband or our wife?
在我们夫妻生活当中有许多的摩擦。
Today, is there any pride within us?
在我们里面有没有隐私呢
？All these things will be a hindrance for us to exercise this authority.
所有这些罪都是来阻拦我们在基督里来行使这样权利的一个。
Today we need to deal with our sins.
今天我们真的要对付我们自己的罪。
And how do we deal with our sins?
那我们怎么对付我们自己的罪呢
？Oh, through the blood of Jesus Christ.
只能藉着耶稣基督的宝血。
Oh, through His blood, our sins will be washed away.
藉着他的宝血，我们的罪就得赦。
Secondly, concerning our pride and our rebelliousness.
第二点就讲到我们里面的被
Christ is Lord of all.
基督是一切的主。
We should be under him.
我们应该在降服于他。
Only who are under authority can exercise authority.
只有那些降服于权力之下的人才能够行使权力。
That's why we need to be that right kind of a person.
所以我们要做正确的人。
Today we need also to be in the right position.
今天我们必须要在对的位置上。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 says.
以弗所书第二章。
And has raised up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
今天我们与基督一同坐在天上。
When Christ died, we died.
当基督死的时候，我们与他同死。
When Christ resurrected, we are resurrected with him.
当基督复活的时候，我们与他一起复活。
When Christ ascended to the heavens, we are also ascended with him.
当基督复活升天之后，我们也一起与他升天。
When Christ sit in the right hand of the Father, we are also set in the right hand of the Father.
当基督坐在父神右边，我们与他一同坐在父神的右边。
Brothers and sisters, that is the position we have.
弟兄姊妹们，那是我们应当的位置。
Sometimes because of our small faith, of our little faith, we felt that I'm here, but Christ is there.
但是经常藉着我们的小信，我们觉得我们在这个地上，神却在高高在天上。
We need to pray, Lord, give us more faith.
我们就要祷告主啊，求你赐给我们信。
We are seated in the heavenly places with Him.
今天我们坐在属天的地位上，跟主在一起。
And what is bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. What is loose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
在地上。捆绑的在天上也要捆绑，在地上释放的在天上也要释放。
Does it mean to say God just second demotion it?
那神这个是就是来被动的做这样的工作吗
？No, in the Greek.
在
In the Greek.
在希腊语中。
The word means bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Mean that what is already loose in heaven shall be loosed on earth. What is bound in heaven shall also be bound on earth.
那我们以为在所有地上捆绑的天上捆绑，地上释放的天上也释放。其实在换句希腊语上是天上牵起始这个动作，天上捆绑的地上捆绑，天上释放了地上释放。
We only appropriate it.
我们只是来使用这个权利。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
We are should be the right kind of person. We should be in that right position.
我们应当做正确的人，来站在正确的上。
Number three.
第三点。
We should have the right power.
我们必须要有正确的能力。
All the power is not having a knowledge on doctrine.
正确的权柄不是说我们有正确的学说。
The power is not because we have a louder voice.
不是说我们有更大的声音。
The power is in the blood of the Lamb.
而是在羔羊的血里面。
He over and they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
弟兄胜过仇敌是藉着羔羊的血和他所见证的道。
Brothers and sisters, every time Satan doesn't want us really to enjoy such privilege.
弟兄姊妹们，撒旦从来不想让我们来享受这一切的权利。
That's why every time he comes.
所以每次他来的时候
，Show him the blood of the Lamb.
来让他看到羔羊的血。
And we testify of the truth that we are saved by the blood of the Lamb.
我们来见证这个真理，就是我们已经被羔羊的血所买赎。
Thank God.
感谢主。
Christ has regained it for us.Christ established it for us. We need to strongly enforce, and we need to exercise.
感谢主，基督已经重新获得了这个权利，所以基督已经在他全能的万当中来建立了这个权利。我们所做的就是我们要操练这个权利。
The seventh point, the lordship of Christ.
第七点我们要讲的是尊基督为主。
A while ago, we read Romans chapter 14, verse 7 to 11.
刚才我们读到罗马书第七。第十四章第七到十一节。
You know the purpose of Paul writing the book of Romans.
来，使徒保罗在讲写这个罗马书的目的在于。
It's because the saints in Rome has a lot of conflict.
部分在于他们这些圣徒们在罗马的圣徒们他们之间有争执。
They judge concerning what is clean and what is unclean and what you need to eat and what you not, what you shouldn't eat.
他们彼此争执什么是洁的什么是不洁的应该吃什么不应该吃什么
And that's why Paul wrote the book of Romans
所以保罗就写了这个罗马书
To tell them you are saved by faith not by works
所以说你是藉着耶稣基督的恩所被召不是背着这些好的行为被召
But there is something more
还有更多
In the church this is Lord
在教会里
The Bible tells us he died, he rose, and revived that he might be the Lord both of the dead and the living.
基督在这个圣经上说，我们因为基督已经为我们死，因为为我们复活，因此我们或活或死都是他的人。
Is Jesus Christ Lord?
是基督是主吗
？Today in your life is Jesus Christ Lord?
今天在你的生命当中，基督是你的主吗
？You know there is a pastor who went to Romania.
有一个牧师，他到了罗马尼亚。
And he met a preacher.
他遇到这样一个讲道的人。
And he became a good friends.
他们变成了好朋友。
And this pastor asked this preacher, "What do you think concerning the Christian work in the United States?"
这个牧师就问他的好朋友说，关于谈到美国这个事工、基督事工的事情，你是怎么看的
？He said, "You know the problem with the work in the Christian work in the U.S."
他就说你知道在美国基督教的事
It's one word.
只有一句话
Commitment.
就是承诺
Oh, the pastor.
献身
What is wrong with commitment?
他就说那这个承诺有什么错误呢
Well, in the world today, we need commitment, right?
今天我们在这个世界上我们要承诺许多
The students need to be committed in order to pass their exam.
所有的学生都要承诺来考试及格。
The workers need to be committed in order to do a good work.
工人要承诺说自己做好工作。
The owner of the company should be committed in order to improve.
这个一个公司的主管就要承诺说他要把他的公司放到一个最更好的环境。
Commitment is such a good word.
这个承诺应该是个很好的事情。
And this preacher told this pastor.
但是这个讲道的人就告诉这个牧师说。
Commitment, this word is fairly a new word.
承诺这个不是一个新的词儿
It's a fairly new word.
是一个相当新的词儿
It was introduced during 1960s.
是1960年才有这个词儿
You said when you introduce a new word, then you need to take out, phase out an old word.
所以当你引进一个新词儿的时候你要把那个旧词儿完全的删除
And what old word that you didn't phase out?
这个删除的这个旧词是什么呢？就是降服。
So what's the difference between commitment and surrender?
那这个承诺和降服有什么区别呢？
You say commitment, it means that you are in control.
这个承诺就说你自己还在掌管。
Surrender, God is in control.
降服就是神在完全的掌管。
That is the difference between the work today in the world and the work today in Christ.
所以这个就是极大的区别，在世上和在基督在基督里面的区别。
We are not here for worldly work.
我们不是在这里做属世的工作。
That's why we are not here for charitable institutions.
我们不是做一些慈善的工作。
Oh, it doesn't mean we don't care for the poor. We do care for the poor.
不是说我们不在乎那些穷人，我们是非常的关心在乎。
Today we need to surrender to Christ in order to serve Him.
今天我们要降服在主的旨意下，好叫我们更好的侍奉他们。
What He desires, that will I do.
他决定什么我们就去做。
A lot of times we have our own burden.
有许多的时候我们有自己的负担。
You know, this word burden, a lot of times we just use it very loosely.
这个词儿，这个负担，这个词儿，我们经常很随便的来使用。
When you talk about it,
当我们讲到负担的时候，什么叫负担呢？
Is it because that is what you want, or is it because it is what God wants?
是你所要的呢，还是神所要的？
If it is what God wants, then we surrender to Him.
如果是神所要的，我们必须降服。
Let Him take us all through the way.
让他来引导我们完全的道路。
Brothers and sisters, if Jesus Christ is Lord,
弟兄姊妹们，如果基督是主，
Let Him control all our works.
让他来完全的管辖我们的事工。
Let Him control all our living.
让他完全的管辖我们的生活。
Because Jesus is Lord.
因为基督是主。
Now the thing is, do you believe Jesus is Lord?
那你相信基督是主吗？
I believe we all believe that Jesus is Lord.
我相信在座的所有的人都相信主是主，
because、
基督是主。
Because the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 2.
因为这个圣经在腓立比书第二章中讲到，
God gave him the name that is above every name.
说到神已经把万民之上的名赐给了他。
That every knee shall bow, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
万方跪拜，万口就要承认耶稣基督是主。
That day will come.
那一天会要来。
Even the enemy Jesus is Lord.
甚至连仇敌都说基督是主。
But today is Jesus Lord.
但是今天基督是你的主吗？
Firstly, do we believe He is Lord?
第一点，我们相信他是主吗？
Secondly, do we surrender to Him as Lord?
第二点，我们来降服他作为我们的主吗？
Do we declare He is Lord?
我们宣告他是我们的主吗？
This is what the regal confession of His Lordship.
这是我们真的是因着基督做完掌权而做出的一个宣告。
You know, sometimes we feel like we believe that Jesus is Lord. Why should I say out that Jesus is Lord?
有的时候我们在说，我们心里已经相信，为什么还要说呢？
Yes, believing first in our heart that Jesus is Lord is most important.
是的，在你心中相信基督是主，这是最主要的。
But the Bible tells us.
但圣经上还告诉我们说，
if you confess with your mouth, Lord.Jesus.
用你的嘴来宣告基督就是主。
And believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead.
就是嘴里承认，心里相信他从死里复活。
Brothers and sisters,
姊妹们，
what is to be a Christian?
什么是基督徒呢？
Well, a lot of people will say to be a Christian, see Jesus to be my Savior.
那你说，作为一个基督徒，就要接受基督在我心中做我的救主。
Let me tell you, this is not complete.
让我告诉你，这是不完全的。
The Bible tells us.
圣经上告诉我们，
we need to confess with our mouth, Lord Jesus.
我们必须用我们的嘴宣告承认主救主。
If a person says Jesus is my Savior and not my Lord, I doubt this person is a Christian.
如果有一个人说主是我的救主，但是不承认他是他的基督，是他的主，这个真的我不相信他是个基督徒。
Christ needs to be Lord first before He become our Savior.
基督应该做我们的生活的主，我们完全的主，然后他才能做我们的救主。
Do you see this position?
你看到这个优先次序了吗？
He should be Lord first.
他先要做主。
Before he becomes Savior.
他才能做我们的救主。
Today we need to declare Jesus is Lord.
今天我们要宣告我们的主就是我们的主。
You know, as I said a while ago, we always say, why should I say Jesus is Lord?
那有就刚才说的，我们为什么要宣告基督是主呢？
You know, in a wedding,
你知道在婚宴当中，
let me ask the most important of the wedding.
在一个婚礼的仪式当中，最主要的是哪个部分呢？
Philip, tell me, what is the most important part of wedding?
Philip.
The ring, okay.
The ring.
And
戒指。
Another one.
交换戒指。还有呢？
Levi, what is the important part of the wedding?
例外，最主要的一个婚礼仪式当中最主要的是哪个部分呢？
I do. Yeah, that's right.
是的，我愿意。是的，这他说的对的。
Okay, that's right.
对的，这他说的对的。
We might prepare the ring.
是的，我们可以准备戒指。
We might prepare the banquet.
我们也可以准备婚宴。
But everybody is looking at that moment.
但是每个人的眼目都注在那一个时刻。
When the person who is licensed to marry that couple.
当他们的婚按照法律规定，他们应该结婚了。
Ask the most important question.
问一个最重要的问题。
Do you take this man to be your wedded, lawful wedded husband?
你愿意让这个人做你法律的丈夫吗？
I tell you, all Jesus is looking for that answer.
我告诉你，所有的人都在等待着他，期待着他。
God is that answer.
我们的主，我们的神也在期待我们的答案。
Even the devil is looking for that answer.
甚至仇敌也在看我们给这个答案。
If you say no, everything is done.
如果你说不，那就完了。
Today, when he said I do, everything starts to fall into place.
当今天如果我们说我愿意，那所有的这些计谋都已经落空。我们
we might feel this is funny. Yes, it's a fact.
我们会觉得这个很滑稽，但是这个是事实。
If saying I do is very important in a wedding.
说我愿意在婚礼之中是一个非常主要的事情。
How much more Jesus is Lord in our daily living.
如果基督在我们日常生活中做主是更何等的重要。
Not only Jesus Lord in the time we are saved.
不仅基督是我们主，是在我们被得救的时候。
Jesus is Lord throughout to eternity.
基督是主，一直带我们到永世当中。
When we say Jesus is Lord,
当我们说基督是主，
it drives the way.
他把所有撒旦的权势都消除。
I have no more over this person.
他就撒旦就说这个人身上已经没有权势。
One time there is a college student after he got saved.
当有一天有一个大学生他得救了之后，
he went back to his classmates.
他到他的同学那儿，
and all his classmates were drinking and smoking.
他的同学在喝酒抽烟，
and he said, Joe, come on, let's drink and let's smoke.
他们就告诉他说， Joe, 让我们一起来喝酒抽烟吧。
And this person started to give this testimony.
这个人他就给一个这样的见证。
What day I received the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Lord and my Savior, and I don't do this thing anymore.
那一日我已经接受耶稣基督做我的主。我的救主，我再也不做这样的事情了。
One by one, all the classmates just fly away.
他的那些同班同学一个个都走了。
Today we need to say Jesus is Lord.
今天我们要说基督是主。
When people ask you what is your standing,
那人们说你的地位在哪儿？
You say who are you?
他们说你是谁？
And who is your master?
谁是你的主人？
We need to say Jesus is Lord.
我们就要回答说基督是我们的主。
It drives the demons away.
可让撒旦的权势后退。
Secondly, increase our faith.
第二点会使我们的信心增加。
You know, when we do what we want to do for us,
我们照着神的心意去行。
We feel like we lost something. No, we don't lost.
我们以为我们就丧失了一些。No, 不，我们从来没丧失。神已经把所有的祝福赏赐给我们。
Because He is Lord.
因为他是主。
And because of that, it increases our faith.
因着这一点，所以我们的信心就会增加。
Thirdly, our love to Him increases also.
第三点，我们对他的爱就会增加。
Number four, it sanctifies our life.
第四点，使我们的生活能够成圣。
Today, when we say Jesus is Lord.
今天我们说基督是主。
When we say Jesus is Lord before our friends.
在我们的朋友面前，我们说基督是主。
Then we know what we need to do.
我们就知道我们应该做什么。
And your friends know what you don't need to do.
你的朋友也就知道你不应该做什么。
One time I was working.
有一天我在工作当中
Then one of my co-workers he loved to listen to this rap music
我的这个同事他就喜欢听这个黑人的这个音乐
After I finished working I went to his room
我做完我的事情我到他的办公室里
Hearing this loud music
他在放这个很声音乐
But when he saw my face
但他看见我的脸的时候
Oh he said by respect I turn it down
Oh对不起，我来尊敬你，我让把这个声音弄小一点。
Because he knows what is my position.
他知道我的地位。
Today, brother and sister, in war, there is no substitute for victory.
弟兄姊妹们，今天在战争中没有战争的代理品。
Sometimes we are afraid we want to be a silent Christian.
没有这个我们不能做这个不做声的基督徒。
Today we need to be a Christian that will say Jesus is Lord.
今天我们要做这样的基督徒，就是我们要宣告基督是主。
If we say Jesus is Lord,
如果我们说基督是主
，immediately those people before us set a standard.
那其他的人立刻就会有他们的标准。
Then we will set a standard.
我们设立我们的标准。
That we will live a life according to His calling.
我们要照着他的圣召来设置我们的标准。
Isn't it? We need to live a life worthy of His calling.
我们要 我们的行事为人真的要与他的恩相称。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神恩待。
As we celebrate Easter again.
再次这样来庆祝复活节的时候。
Not only we celebrate that He risen from the dead.
不仅我们庆祝他从死里复活。
Not only we celebrate that He is sitting at the right hand of God.
不仅我们来庆祝他在父神的右边。
Not only we can celebrate that we are sitting together with Him in the heavenly places.
不仅我们要庆祝我们在天上与基督共同坐在父神的右边。
We celebrate that in my life Jesus is Lord.
我们一定要庆祝在我的生命当中基督是主。让我告诉你。
By doing so, we will bring the Lord back.
我们知道，我们一定会使主的再来。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主啊，早晨谢谢你向我们讲话。
Thank you in our life, you are our Lord.
谢谢你在我们的生命当中做主。
Not only we should exercise it.
不仅我们要操练这一点。
Be that right kind of a person.
做一个正确的人。
Be in that right position.
坐在一个正确的位置上。
But having that right kind of power.
并且有正确的权柄。
Today we are not our own.
今天我们不是属自己的人。
We belong to you.
我们是属人。
Lord, that the seal of the Holy Spirit is already us.
主啊，这个圣灵的印记已经在我们的身上。
Everybody knows.
每个人都看见
了。Satan even knows.
甚至撒旦都看见了。
That we belong to you.
我们是属主的人。
Lord, may you continue to work in our hearts.
主啊，愿你继续在我们心中做工。
That we be that kind of a person worthy of your calling.
好叫我们的行事为人与你蒙召的恩相称。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。